Now, Marvel Studios' Black Panther is the largest film of this scale to celebrate such a diverse cast. It's come out recently. I've heard some incredible reviews. I'm seeing it this weekend. I am so, so excited. You know, its recent box office success has been absolutely mind-boggling. And to have a little bit more of a chat about the film, we have Victoria Ekwehe, a PhD candidate in social science at the UTS Faculty of Arts and Social Sciences, to have a bit of a chat with us this morning about the impact a film like this can have. Victoria, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
It's my pleasure, Steph. Thanks for having me here this morning.
So starting off with, you know, if you trawl through the dregs of the internet comments, you know, you still see people saying, you know, oh, you know, why are we talking about this? It's just another movie. Why is Black Panther such an important film that's, you know, come out in 2018?
Yeah, I would say one of the reasons why it's really making so much rave, it's one of its kind, because it's the first time ever that we have a Marvel movie that has over 95% black acts. And I would say that one of the reasons for its success is because it does not depict Africans with the stereotypes that actually associated with Africans, like them crying, drugs, and the likes. But it's a movie that portrays Africa just the way it is. Like, it was acted in like in Africa. It was more about African culture. It was more about who we are as Africans, celebrating Africa, celebrating its excellence, you know, just where we are, and not associating Africa with the stereotypes. So I think that's one of the reasons why it's really making waves. And then Africans, it brought us together because we came out together to support our people. Like, it came out, like, we all in our groups, like, all around the world, like, we came out to support the movie. Like, we went out with our traditional attire, like, even in the premiere. It was just amazing. So I think that's one of the reasons why it's making waves.
It sounds absolutely brilliant. How do you think it does reflect on our society, though, that, you know, it's 2018 and this movie that is, you know, predominantly driven by non-white actors is still considered a novelty?
Okay, let's take, for instance, like, we are in a time where race is more being spoken about, right? And for the first time ever, like, Africans are more or less like I said earlier on, we are stereotypes. Africans are kind of like stereotypes with like negativity based on what we see in the media. But for the first time ever, being like, the media actually portrays Africans in a different light. And I think it has a positive impact with the way people see Africans. But it's not something that's going to actually change perception over time, because it's not easy to change perceptions. But with this movie, I think it's a stepping stone towards people actually thinking twice about what they think or feel about Africans or about the black community. So that's one thing I would actually say about it.
And so I guess, you know, does that tie into why characters such as T'Challa are so enduring?
Yeah, I think with the T'Challa arc, I would think it's just because of the fact that he's not about violence. He's not violent. He's someone who he's a king or a character who has like a good heart. So if you see the movie, all right, so his ancestors did something different. But when he came out, like, he had a good heart. So I would think it was because of the advice his dad gave him. Like, he is a person of his own, and he is a king. He has to rule with his heart. So he had to do things differently from what his ancestors did. So his ancestors thought about the kingdom first before the people. But he came with the attitude and the mindset to actually do good, or greater good, not for only his people, but also for the black community at large. So I think that's one of the things that actually endeared people to the T'Challa character.
And so just before I do let you go, Victoria, do you think that moving forward, the success of Black Panther might mean that we see more films like this in the future?
I really hope it's going to actually mean that, because, I mean, like, the black characters in that movie, they actually delivered. Like, they did a really, really good job to interpret their roles. And I would think that, yeah, the Hollywood and the global community at large would actually see black act as people can deliver their role and actually want to feature them more and produce more movies with black acts. And I would think that that would be something that I'm looking forward to if the global community would think about it. Yeah.
It is definitely going to be one to watch. Victoria, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Steph. Thanks for having me then.
That was Victoria Ekwehe, PhD candidate in social science at the UTS Faculty of Arts and Social Science, having a bit of a chat with us this morning about Black Panther.